Bauman, what are we doing?
We're going to talk about soccer.
We can't talk about Turkey.
It's my day.
Listen, oh no, we're not talking soccer. I'll leave. Y'all can talk it if you want to. Listen, we can't talk turkey because we eat turkey and dressing last Thursday, and I've eaten, I think, 6 turkey sandwiches since then. I'm done with turkey for a while.
So we're going to Arby's today to get the turkey sandwich.
Yeah, deep fried turkey.
No, y'all can go without me. All right, what are we doing?
I got some new games we can play here today.
Oh, reindeer games.
And the first one is called Fine or Freak Out. Fine or Freak Out. So you have to
fine.
Just...
I'm going to give you... Like, wait a minute. Are you saying F-I-N-D or F-I-N-E?
F-I-N-E.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a scenario, and you have to decide if you're perfectly fine to manage it or you're going to freak out.
Okay.
We got 10 of these scenarios.
So I'm doing 5, he's doing 5?
No, you're just all together.
10 together, all right. Get to rolling.
You wave at someone who is actually waving at the person behind you. Are you fine or do you freak out?
I mean, I'm fine. It's an awkward situation, but I'm not freaking out about it.
I'm fine. I don't know them.
You're in a place you don't know, and your GPS whispers good luck before recalculating.
I'm freaking out.
I'm freaking out with that.
It's like the time I used the GPS trying to go to Georgia, a Georgia game for the first time ever. And the GPS took me into the middle of the projects in Athens.
You know why I get mad at GPS?
Because of him with his GPS to Hackleberg?
No. Well, that was way after the fact. But I used to get mad at GPS because when I was married, I already had one person in the car telling me what to do. I didn't need two. All right.
You ask for a trim and the barber says, I've never done this cut before.
Listen, I don't have to worry about that with the barber of DeVille. Ronnie Forbes is the best, baby. I am fine with that because I know what he's doing.
I'm fine with it, too, because I can't freak out because my barber's my wife.
Woo, you freak out. She's going nuts with the scissors, baby. You might have... So,
you know, she can do whatever she wants. I'm fine with it.
I would definitely freak out. I did that one time to the barber, said, I don't know about this one, and ended up with a buzz cut.
Wow.
I want to see Bauman with a buzz cut.
Looks like a tennis ball.
A tennis ball. Wow, a black tennis ball.
You're at a red light and the person next to you is staring directly at you.
I'm fine.
A death stare.
I'm fine if it's somebody, but I'm freaking out if it's a policeman. How about that?
I think I don't know if I'm freaking out, but it's definitely weird. I would be very uncomfortable.
Next one, you accidentally meet eyes with someone while eating a banana.
I'm freaking out.
Say that again.
You accidentally meet eyes with someone while eating a banana.
I'm freaking out. First of all, I ain't eating a banana, but I'm freaking out with that.
Why are you freaking out?
I just would. I ain't making eyes with somebody while you're eating a banana. Say, peel my banana and take a bite.
That's Gideon's favorite thing to do is look at someone while he's eating and then ask him if they're going to eat that.
I don't look at you. I look at the food.
There used to be cheerleaders at our high school used to have a cheer that was peel your banana and take a bite. I'm serious. Y'all think I'm playing? Look it up.
You hold the door for someone who's way too far away and now they have to jog to get to the door.
Well, they should have been quicker.
I'm not freaking out. They're freaking out.
That's right. They're jogging. I mean, hey, I'm fine with that. I'm holding the door. I'm doing what I was told to do.
I can hold the door all day long. It's not a big deal.
That's a good job for him. He'd fit in well at Walmart.
Have you ever just got to the point where you just...
Those are automatic doors. You don't have to open them.
But you got to be there to greet them. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Walmart.
Have you ever just got to the point where you just leave the door, like you just walk away when they're so far away? Or do you hold the door the entire time?
I do this number where it's like... You push it more open so they can catch it. Like, we got to have a teamwork thing here if you're going to take a while, where it's like, all right, I'll help it stay open for a second, but you got to do your part too.
Here's what he would do if he was a door greeter at Walmart. He would be chewing, and he would say, welcome to Walmart. The black bread is in the bakery to the left.
Speaking of a Walmart, you say you too to the cashier after they say enjoy your meal.
Oh, man, I've done that so many times.
Woo. I don't know about that, man. I might be freaking out a little bit with that. Get a little freaky with
it. I love the, like, canned responses that you've got in your life where you already know what you're going to say, yeah. to somebody when they say, like, how's your day going? You're just like, good, it's fine, whatever. The best one ever was when I was in high school and assistant principal came up to me and said, I was expecting him to say, what are you up to or what's going on or something like that. But he gave me a one I hadn't heard before. He said, what you know? And you know what I said immediately?
Food.
Nothing.
And that stands to reason to this day, Giddens. Yeah. All right, Bauman. There, more.
There's a full row of empty urinals, but someone chooses the one right next to you. It's bathroom etiquette there.
I am freaking the freak out. Separate,
baby. Are there their stall, the, no, it's the just dividers
like a,
in between?
No, it's like a ball game. There's like a row of urinals.
If it's a ball game, you can't do anything. You can't. I mean, most time they're so packed anyway.
It's an empty row.
They said they're empty.
Empty.
Empty row. But empty. There's no like door, like stall doors.
And they walk
doors.
Up and choose the one next to you. I don't like that because I don't want no sprinkles on my toes. Sorry. I'm freaking out, buddy.
Yeah, I'm probably freaking out.
Because let me tell you something. I get sprinkles, I'm firing back, baby.
Friendly fire.
Friendly fire.
You get into what you think is your Uber, and it's not your Uber, but the doors are locked.
Oh, I'm freaking out.
I'm freaking out there. I'm kicking a wind out and getting out somehow. Bauman.
That's
I'm
the worst one yet. That's seriously life-threatening right there.
That's not good. They're taking me somewhere to put some cement shoes on me, somewhere close to that Coosa River Bridge.
Woo. Last one. You're washing your hands, and the restroom sink splashes water all over your shirt.
That's here at Radio Alabama, man. That happens every day.
Yeah, that's not, I mean, it's just water. It's dry. It's fine.
I'm okay
with it. What if you're going to like an important meeting and it looks like you peed yourself?
Well, they're just going, they're just going to have
that's an icebreaker.
Yeah, tell them. I say, look, it's okay. It'll dry. I mean, seriously, I mean, that happens here every day. That sink in there has got a mind of its own. Does it not?
It does. You wave your hand under to get the water, and never runs.
That's actually how Bauman came up with the idea for that one.
What's the line from Billy Madison, where it's like if where the kid pees on himself, and then Billy Madison's like trying to make himself feel better about it. He's like, if peeing on yourself's cool, call me Miles Davis.